I've been watching, obviously, you know, the lady that's obviously involved in the family and how much damage the fire's done to the whole family and the house. And, you know, I just really wanted to help and take a little bit of the pressure off her. So I was racking my brain. I'd done a few emails to, like, DIY SOS and is it Cowboy Builders as well? And, you know, I was just trying to think of the ways that we can help the situation, really.
Just tell me a little bit about that situation. I mean, where is she now and what's she doing?
Obviously, she is housed at the moment, but obviously the house that she's got is very small. You know, she fosters her grandchildren. You know, and the whole family is just devastated. And obviously, she's been at her house for 50 years. You know, and to, you know, you can't just pick up and move somewhere else. That's not your home, is it? And I know she's desperate, absolutely desperate, to get back into her own home.
So, what would you like to see people do?
I'd like to see if we could get some donations of building materials, any professionals out there. You know, we need, the main concern at the moment is the roof. So we need a roofer to come out and tell us, you know, what we'd actually need. And just people's time and anything if they can donate. Because obviously the wet weather's coming in. Obviously the brickwork and everything's quite sound at the moment. But obviously if the wet weather continues, which it's going to with the cold weather, you know, that lot could then, you know, she could lose that as well, which would be even worse. So the roof is the most important thing at the moment. So we're offering, asking for help with, you know, wood, you know, felt, you know, roofers, anything. You know, it's just a desperate measure at the moment, really.
And you're not necessarily asking for one person to come in and do the whole thing?
No, anybody that can just even give us half an hour of their time would be absolutely great. You know, it's just, it's such a big building, you know, and the family just desperately want to get home, you know, and we're just trying to think of any ways, you know, even if anybody knows any charities out there that can help us would be absolutely outstanding.
Obviously, it's quite a little community around here. Have people kind of come together already, would you say, to support the family?
Obviously, people have come forward with clothes and donations of furniture and things like that, which has been absolutely momentous. You know, it's been really, really good and really, really appreciate it.
So this is just kind of taking that next step forward to move the family on.
Yeah, this is it. You know, the thing is, you know, everyone seems to be there in the beginning when disaster strikes, but, you know, we're like, what is it, 2 months into it now, you know, and, you know, you look at the house and nobody knows where to start. So, you know, this is the next process, you know. You know, obviously there's been a massive disaster, but we need to move on to moving the family back in to their family home where they've been forever.
And that's, I guess, is the goal in the end, isn't it? Keeping it all together.
Yeah, this is it. You know, we just want all the family together back in their own property.
And are the family kind of split up at the moment, or are they all living together?
No, they're all living together, but obviously the house that they're in is just not suitable, you know.
So if people feel that they can help, what would you like them to do?
What we'd like them to do is just donations of building materials, really, isn't it? And, you know, if any professionals can come and give us a hand, you know, even if it's like skip hire, scaffolding, electricians, plumbers, gas engineers, anything would be greatly received.